Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today, we would like to teach you how to say poker in Chinese. We have Ali Hill, a professional poker player with us. Hi, Ali, 你好。
Thank you, 你好。
你好。Right, what does it take to become a professional poker player?
Well, I guess I started just playing with friends. I mean, it was something that we were all enjoying. We played at school a lot. We played when we were, you know, at home as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started playing online. But I think skill set, I mean, really anyone can get into poker. It's perfect just to play for the first time, just with friends, just relaxed. And then if you enjoy it, you carry on.
Right. Have fun first.
That's right.
And then skill wise,
it's just the more you play, the more you're building up that.
Sounds like everything else. 10,000 hours.
Uh-huh. The 10,000 hours would be very useful.
Yep.
I'd probably put those in by now.
Right. Okay. So I'm going to learn some poker from you. But before then, let me teach you a word of Chinese.
Okay.
I'm probably not teaching you because when I say poker, I'm already saying it in Chinese. The way to say poker in Chinese, we say 扑克。
扑克?
Yeah. 扑克。
扑克。
Yeah. And nothing profound about it because poker was so new when it first went to China. And then people didn't know, oh, what is it called? Poker. Okay, let me pick up a few Chinese characters to represent some similar sound. So poker, 扑克。
扑克。
Yeah, 扑, if you are really interested, I can show you, okay, 扑, that means to dive into something, to throw yourself into something. And the character is just a hand on the left-hand side, and then the action of someone throw himself into some situation.
Uh-huh.
So 扑。
Ooh.
Yeah, and then the second word, 克, is a similar sound to 克, poker, but then the word has some meanings too. Originally was actually someone, imagine the ancient Chinese guy facing the animal, and then of course a fight would happen. So the person used a knife and dissemble between the animal skin and the rest of the animal. So that means to overcome, to restrain the animal. So 克, as a character in the ancient meaning, that means to overcome or to take control
uh-huh.
of something. So poker, you throw yourself out and control something. Maybe there's some meaning for you. Poker, 扑克。
扑克。
Yeah, and then it's funny because when you say poker in English, you don't really say card.
That's true.
But in Chinese, they do.
Uh-huh.
So they say 扑克牌。
扑克牌?
Yeah, 牌, that means the cards originally, and then the character, the symbol on the left, it means the sheet of something. And then on the right hand side, that means humble. And again, don't worry about humble. It's actually just providing the sound because Chinese characters, a lot of characters, like 60-70% of them, part of the components provide the meaning and part of the components provide the sound. So in this case, the humble or inferior on the right hand side, that only provides the sound. So 牌,
牌,
牌, that means the cards. So 扑克牌, that means poker.
扑克牌.
Yeah, that's a long story to explain something very short. 扑克牌.
扑克牌.
Yeah. So become a professional poker player. When you say professional, that means you go around the tournaments and the competitions.
Yeah, I have, mainly in Las Vegas, but also, you know, there's some tournaments in Europe as well.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. And then, so how often do you compete with poker?
And usually, you know, if I'm here, I'm not playing a tournament. I might be just playing cash games somewhere in a casino.
Mm-hmm.
And usually that's, you know, every couple of days or so.
Right.
And mm-hmm. then if you're playing a tournament, usually one a month, something like that.
Right. Okay.
And, you know, you try and build up to it and, you know, you get ready for the tournament and you kind of, you're getting in practice.
Right.
Ready for the big event.
Okay. So what is your best result in playing poker?
It was actually this year in Las Vegas. That was when I went in July. And I played in what's called the World Series of Poker.
Right.
And there were quite a large number of entries, you know, over 7,000. And I've tried a few times at this tournament before, but this uh-huh. is the first time I got down. I was inside the top 200, finished in 193rd, I think it was.
Congratulations. That's amazing. And then it's like a televised.
It was actually on ESPN, but that tends to be just for the final few. If it's, mm-hmm. once it gets down to just 9 players remaining,
right,
then it's put on prime time on ESPN.
Wow, that's fascinating. And then, so when you say you play poker, in English we use play as the verb. In Chinese, that's a verb as well. We say 打.
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 da.
Yeah, it's like da 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 da, but it's a third tone. So we go down and then up. Da.
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 The meaning of the character that means to hit.
Oh, really?
To hit something. Uh-huh. So to play poker, we use the same verb as playing tennis. For example, da qiu.
Da qiu?
Yeah, qiu is the ball. And we don't really know what type of ball. Could be tennis, could be table tennis, could be...
Just the object.
Yeah, the object, the round shape of ball. And then we say 打球, hit the ball, could be baseball, could be basketball, could be any ball. So 打球, 打牌, 牌 is the cards. So when we say 打牌, then that means playing cards. So similar to English, we use the verb meaning to hit
to
something.
Hit.
But then in English, it means to play.
Perfect.
And then when we say, oh, what type of cards? Because they're different card games, right? Not only poker.
That's true. Yeah, you can play bridge or solitaire. There's lots of different variants.
Yeah. So 打牌, again, is generic. So it could be any type of games. To be specific, then we can say 打扑克牌.
打扑克牌.
Yeah, that's the poker game. And then, you know, there's a famous type of pie in China, which is 麻将.
麻将.
Yeah. And mahjong, have you played before?
I have played some mahjong.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So when you go to Taiwan or China, if you say 打牌, of course it's very vague, but most likely people refer that to playing mahjong.
Mahjong.
Yeah, that's right. If you are with your group of friends, everybody's a poker player, then you sort of know what you're talking about. You say 打牌.
打牌.
Yeah. And then I looked into the trump card. I was so curious why trump card was trump card. Turned out to be from the word triumph.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the triumph, that means that you're about to win or you're already winning. But in poker, that's called nuts.
That's called having the nuts.
Having the nuts. Okay, now I'm going to have some nuts. And do people eat some nuts because it's superstitious? And then...
You can eat at the tables. People do, yeah. They order food and they have little nuts.
Yeah,
things.
But do people do that because they think they have a higher chance of winning if they eat the nuts?
People have their little superstitions. Usually they have a little memento or something that they can put on top of their cards.
Right.
And that's their lucky charm. But
right.
No, I don't think people would tend to eat nuts at the table. It's not
common. Okay, if Chinese people learn that, they would start eating nuts during the tournament.
Uh-huh.
Just like a lot of Chinese, not all, some, when they go to play cards, mahjong, they don't bring books to the venue because books is pronounced as shu.
Shu?
Shu, yeah, books, normal books, any book. And shu, exactly the same sound, different character, also means losing. So some players... when they are superstitious, they just don't bring any book or they get really freaked out when they see a book lying around. Oh, no, that's a bad omen or I'm going to lose. So, some people are like that. So next time I'll bring nuts.
Find some red nuts.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Okay. To shuffle the cards, we say 洗牌.
洗牌?
洗牌.
洗牌?
Yeah. 洗 is to wash. It means to wash. So, for example, when you say I'm having a shower, 洗澡. 洗 is to wash anything and to shuffle the cards, 洗牌.
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 All right, so today we learned a couple of words about the poker. Let's have a look. To say poker, 扑克牌.
扑克牌.
Yeah, and then to say play cards, we say 打牌.
打牌.
To say trump card, 王牌.
王牌.
Shuffle, 洗牌.
洗牌.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Ellie, for joining us today.
Thank you. It's fun to learn.
Okay, come back again tomorrow with Talk Chinese. 再见, bye.
Bye-bye.